This is the number one crypto portfolio for 2025 to make sure that you make millions of dollars this year.
This portfolio consists of the perfect blend of small caps, large caps, and even a meme coin to make you rich in 2025.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the number one crypto portfolio for 2025 to make sure you maximize the rest of the crypto bull run. You could potentially make millions of dollars with this portfolio between the small caps, large caps, and even a meme coin.
We've tried to put a little bit of everything in here to have a well-balanced portfolio, because you never know which sector is going to explode, bringing all the projects within that sector up with it, the tide that rises all boats. So in this episode, we're going to cover some large caps, small caps, a meme coin at the end, and across varying different sectors. Let's jump right into it with our number one pick.
All right. So if you've been following this show for a while, you know a lot of the tokens we talk about. Now, this list may surprise you. We've got some new tokens in here, so this is an episode you need to watch to the end. But we're going to start it out with what has become the new phenomenon of crypto. This is probably the hottest altcoin in all of crypto, so it has to lead off our list for the number one crypto portfolio for 2025, and that is Max, the number one AI agent play for the Solana ecosystem. We called it a $5 million market cap. Now it went to $200 million market cap. Who knows where it is now? This thing is absolutely on fire, but the reason why we need it in our portfolio is because it's just getting started.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at the other AI agent plays out there, I guess, you know, like the Bitcoin of AI agents, and that's virtuals, sitting somewhere around a $4 billion market cap. And, you know, that Van Eck article that came out explaining, it's like, look, this is the next realm of AI, and how explosive this category is going to be, which is AI agents, is really going to take over. You even had the CEO of NVIDIA recently speaking about how important AI agents are going to be in terms of replacing a number of different menial type of jobs that exist out there. Max is a token. It's a way to participate in fair launch AI agent projects on agents.land. You have to hold it. You have to stake it if you want to get in at the ground floor of these projects that are literally making people millions of dollars by getting at a $50,000, $20,000 market cap. Max is the solution. And this is the one that I think everybody needs to hold in their portfolio.
Yeah, it's by buying, holding, and staking Max, you get access to all the new AI agents that are launched on Solana. You get whitelisted to buy at a tiny market cap. So not only are you going to be making gains with your Max token, which keeps going up, but you're also going to be making gains by buying all the other tokens in the Max ecosystem by buying, staking your Max. So it is a perfect ecosystem with amazing tokenomics. So it had to lead off our list today.
I think the next one we could jump into would be a USA-based crypto. We have massive tailwinds from the Trump administration. We have a scrap on crypto gains from US-based issued cryptos. It's like, look at the large caps that have been performing very well as of late. You know, Hedera, Algorand, XRP, etc. Those are the large caps that have been exploding on the back of this news. There's not many small caps because of the fear of having the SEC ruling with an iron fist. There's very few of them. So what's one of the hottest sectors right now? That's DeSci. What's the only USA-backed DeSci project right now? That's AxiNDAO, AXGT.
Yeah, we have to have AXGT in our number one portfolio for 2025 for multiple reasons. DeSci is red hot right now. We have CZ and Binance investing in DeSci. We have Coinbase and Brian Armstrong investing in DeSci. We have Vitalik going to DeSci conferences. We have a massive shift from junk projects to real projects that are solving actual problems. Then, just like Josh mentioned, we have the USA tailwinds from the Trump administration that are going to absolutely pump USA-based cryptos. Then you actually look at the catalyst for AXGT Action DAO specifically in 2025. You have the launch of CureOS, their proprietary AI healthcare system, all powered by their own token and governance. Then we have the Cure Ring, the physical, the crypto version of the Aura Ring, which Action DAO has developed in conjunction with CureOX that is going to be launching this year. Then we have probable tier one exchange listings that are going to be happening this year, 2025. So when you look at all the tailwinds for the sector, for the USA-based altcoins, for AXGT specifically, and you look at this is still a small cap, like relatively speaking, right? Comparing on what they do, I think AXGT can reach a multi-billion dollar market cap this year. And with some rumors of some massive marketing campaigns and marketing agencies jumping on board of Action DAO behind them to take their whole marketing to a next level, AXGT has to be in your portfolio this year.
Remember, this is one of the projects that is officially working with NVIDIA from the Inception Accelerator program. There is talks of a possible official partnership, which would be one of the first in the entire crypto industry. Mm. And it comes along with a minimum of a $10 million investment. They are going to, Action DAO will be presenting a lot of, you know, what we know, what crypto Twitter knows in our small little echo bubble, but they're going to be presenting their findings, their AI ring and all this, their A plus voice, which is detecting diseases in the body before that you even know about it. They're gonna be presenting this to billionaires at these conferences. So this is gonna be a very big year for AXGT. And not to mention, they just started to introduce this burn mechanism. Mm-hmm. So all the Jeets out there who keep selling their bags and are paper handing, you know, you guys are feeding into this beautiful burn that's occurring. All the new buyers coming in is also feeding into it. They've just burned 12% of their supply so far in such a short period of time. Eventually, there's only going to be like one AXGT token left.
I want to have it.
So that is putting such a positive impact on the price. Yep. When they announce it, the thing goes up 10% every time, and that's because there's less tokens.
Yeah, for sure. So AXGT has to be in there. All right, moving on to our number three pick for our number one 2025 crypto portfolio. You know we had to have this in here. The undisputed number one decentralized AI crypto project in the world, BitTensor Tau. You talk about the decentralized solution to finance, that's Bitcoin. Well, the decentralized solution to AI, that's BitTensor. We see institutional interest from guys like Barry Silbert and Grayscale and this new Yuma thing, which is propelling the BitTensor ecosystem massively forward. We're even seeing guys like Chamath and even Elon interacting with posts about BitTensor on X. And then for the catalyst for BitTensor in 2025, we have smart contracts and EVM compatibility going live this year, which is a massive catalyst to have the insane amount of TVL on Ethereum DeFi go into BitTensor. Then we have the number of subnets exploding, and we see real-world use cases on all of these different subnets. It's just there's so many things that can go right for BitTensor, and when you put it all together, I think 2025 is when BitTensor actually becomes a worldwide name outside of crypto.
Yeah, look, the model incentivizes contribution to the network by rewarding the most productive algorithms, the most productive teams. They get rewarded in Tau. And I think that is such a competitive advantage to maybe, you know, any other AI company out there, like an OpenAI, where it's closed source. You have people from all around the world who are able to contribute to this ecosystem, and they're all rewarded for their hard work, where the best models rise to the top. And that's what allows it to expand and grow rapidly. You also have to look at like the power and energy consumption. You know, just powering just a ChatGPT or GPT-4 models requires so much power, like the size of an entire suburb. When you have an open source model like this, you can draw on power from all around the world, and that gives BitTensor a competitive advantage. When you just look at its market cap compared to OpenAI, it's like this thing can still do another 10, 50x, whatever.
Yeah.
They also have this, it also shares the same tokenomics as Bitcoin, 21 million. It goes through halving events that hasn't even happened. The first one happens this year, actually,
this year.
September 2025. I think that's going to be absolutely huge. When you have Barry Silbert, who is one of the first individuals to offer TradFi the opportunity to get into Bitcoin easily and what he's doing with the ecosystem, you have billionaires really pushing this. And I think the writing's on the wall, the intersection of AI and blockchain technology. The money is going to Tau. This is one of the best holds. You can stake it for something like 16 to 18%. Mm-hmm. It's compounded daily. like the rewards are there. I think Tao is an absolute must.
I mean, look, AI is the number one narrative in the world right now, and crypto is set for a massive 2025. So that's why I think the number one AI project is going to get into the top 10, and that's going to be BitTensor Tao. All right, let's move on to our number four pick. I think the number one real-world assets tokenization project in all of crypto that is working with BlackRock, and we see BlackRock sending them money every month, deserves to be in our portfolio, and that's Ondo Finance.
Yeah, you can go on to Arkham, and you can literally see that BlackRock is sending hundreds of millions of dollars to Ondo Finance. And I think the important thing here is that Larry Fink has been telling us exactly what they're going to be doing. He said, yes, the Bitcoin ETFs is the first step to tokenizing everything. That is the end goal. Who is the tokenization real world asset leader in the entire space? Who is working with BlackRock? It's Ondo Finance. There's all these talks of Wall Street 2.0 coming and how you're going to have these on-chain markets for its transparency, its speed, the cost of transactions, all these things to allow traders to be accessing the markets 24/7, 365 globally. Ondo is the platform that's going to be facilitating all this. Mm-hmm. When you look at the chart, it is so strong. Anytime Bitcoin has a dip, Ondo doesn't really dip too much. It just seems to be like on this upward trajectory. The products that they're offering, the OUSG, the USDY, these are yield coins. So this is a safe and secure platform where institutional players can generate more money on their money. And that is Ondo.
The big catalyst for Ondo Finance this year is their Wall Street 2.0. They're going to be reinventing the stock market in the United States with a tokenized version of this gigantic market, all built by Ondo Finance. And who do we know that they're working with? Always BlackRock. Larry Fink keeps telling us they're tokenizing the whole world. I think Ondo is the chosen BlackRock coin. They're going to be unveiling their Wall Street 2.0 in February and will be launching it at some point in 2025. Now, this is like the killer app for Ondo. And I think this is going to drive an insane amount of eyes and demand for the Ondo token. So you have to have Ondo in your portfolio this year.
Absolutely. So the one, let's move on to the next project. And that is one that is within the BitTensor ecosystem and has recently formed a partnership with Ondo. And that's Sturdy Finance, STRDY.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is a really interesting one. So now we've switched to some from a large caps. Now we've gone to a small cap coin. You know how bullish we are on BitTensor. You know how bullish we are on Ondo. So when we see Sturdy Finance, which is the AI DeFi powerhouse within the BitTensor ecosystem and has recently just partnered with Ondo Finance, the number one RWA tokenization platform, this has to be in their portfolio. The market cap is still very small. And when you look at the stats of how fast Sturdy Finance has grown, they've allocated over $150 million in user assets, and the platform has not been around for very long. DeFi is one of the pillars of crypto as a whole. And what project, what subnet of BitTensor is better suited to capitalize on the integration of smart contracts and EVM compatibility with all of that TVL flowing in from EVM, from Ethereum? That's DeFi stuff, right? Then you have Sturdy Finance, who is the DeFi powerhouse. This could set it on fire.
Yeah, when you look at Barry Silbert, who, you know, created one of the founding members of Grayscale. Grayscale offered institutional access to Bitcoin in 2013 when it was trading around $13. What is one of the only other companies that this guy's created? It's the Yuma Group. What was the very first subnet that he put into this Yuma Group portfolio, which pretty much provides these subnets with the backing necessary to ensure that they succeed? It was Sturdy Finance. So it's just such a clear winner. It's AI optimized yields. This is what people want. They want to take away the manual guesswork and have to move user assets and just have it all done automatically so that you can get interest-free borrowing, but to get the highest yields possible in return for the lenders. It's like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and if BitTensor really does go to the top 10, like we said earlier in the episode, think about what's going to happen to the top ecosystem plays. Like when we saw BNB go on a massive run, all of these shitcoins on BNB did 100x. When we saw Solana on a massive run, all the Solana DEXs and all that kind of stuff did 100x. What do you think is going to happen to the top BitTensor coins, which there are not many of? If BitTensor does a massive run and gets into the top 10, Sturdy could do another 100x from here.
Absolutely. So the next one I think we should talk about kind of loops back to one of the very first projects we discussed, and that is Max. So who is powering Max right now? Mm-hmm. Who is a brainchild? Who's been around since 2020, has some of the most active developers in the entire AI industry? That's Arai Chain.
Yeah, Arai Chain has to be. You're going to see... this portfolio is AI heavy, but that's because AI is the narrative of crypto, the narrative of the world. So that's the reason why we've picked a lot of these coins. But AriChain is the brainchild behind Max, the first pick in this portfolio. AriChain is one of the OG AI crypto projects building before AI was cool. AriChain was building, right? We've been covering these guys for years. They're a backbone of the AI industry and also the AI agent industry. So what they've done is they've built and incubated, you know, things like Max, things like agents.land, things like Distilled AI. It's all coming from the AriChain ecosystem. And when you just meet the AriChain team, see how many people they've got. I think they have some of the most developers out of any project in all of crypto, like up there with some of the top L1s. And when you see all of the fruits of their labor starting to, you know, I think one of the things about AriChain is they build so many different things.
So much.
The communication, and a lot of it can be quite technical.
Yeah.
Sometimes to their detriment. But what we're seeing now is the fruits of all of their labor are coming out. We're seeing Distilled AI and agents.land, and we're seeing Max. So if you want, like, you know, the backbone of this entire new phenomenon, the Max, the AI agents, it's AriChain, and it has to be in our portfolio.
And they have a small supply of 19.8 million, potentially deflationary tokenomics. When you factor in what Max is doing, you know, boosting TVL on mainnet, all the increased GPU staking, all the fees, it goes towards burning and feeding revenue back into the AriChain ecosystem. Mm. This is the only AI layer one, the first AI-powered Oracle.
Yep.
This is a project that is interoperable with Cosmos, Injective, Oasis, a native Bitcoin bridge. You know, there's so much happening with AriChain. I think now that it's been 5 years now and you have 60 active in-house devs for the past 5 years, you're going to start to see more of these products that are groundbreaking, like we've seen with Max and Distilled AI and agents.land.
Yeah, for sure. So Ari needs to be in there. All right, let's move on to a larger cap token. And this goes back to our thesis that institutions continue to power this bull run and Bitcoin continues to lead this bull run. And when we talked about that Van Eck article, remember? And one of the predictions, Van Eck, who's one of the largest investors in crypto, they said Bitcoin DeFi and Bitcoin layer twos is going to absolutely explode in 2025. And we couldn't agree more. And we actually interviewed one of the main figures from this project, which is the next pick in our perfect 2025 crypto portfolio. And that is CoreDAO, which is the number one, in our opinion, layer two and DeFi protocol built on Bitcoin.
Unlocking trillions of dollars in liquidity from the largest asset in all of crypto. Like, you'd be crazy not to be looking at CoreDAO and seeing it as this as a must play in your portfolio. Mm. You can generate yield. So all these Bitcoin maxis are out there. I think like they just need to start wrapping their heads around what DeFi is and you know the possibilities of what they're able to do. Because I can just imagine these guys, they have their Bitcoin, they have it on their ledger and their cold storage and that's it. They just let it sit there.
Yep.
Did you know that you could also earn, you know, 5 to 10% on your Bitcoin without actually leaving the network?
That's right.
Because this is one of the only ones where if you want to stake your Bitcoin, you don't have to leave the chain. It's non-custodial. So there's no wrapping, there's no bridging. You stake your Bitcoin and then you can receive Core and start utilizing it with all these in these other DeFi applications and earn an additional 18, 15, 20% on your Core as well. I think it's just a matter of time before more people start waking up to this. 150 plus dApps, 32 million unique addresses, over $1 billion in TVL. They're just growing at an exponential rate and they're seeing institutional adoption with Valour.
Yeah, so Core is the only chain where you can stake your Bitcoin non-custodially. And institutions are going to find out. And institutions who have tons of Bitcoin, they're going to want to generate yield on their investment. And they can do that only through CoreDAO. And like you mentioned, they've partnered with Valour and they're launching these ETPs and potentially ETFs that are all within the Core ecosystem. So they're onboarding old money in traditional finance into crypto via these Core-backed ETPs and exchange-based products. I think better regulations are going to continue to allow institutions to pour money into crypto in 2025. Bitcoin is going to be the main beneficiary and Bitcoin DeFi is set to take off and Core is our pick for that.
Yeah, the Core contributor, Rich, he put it really eloquently on his X. He said, an entirely new decentralized financial sector will emerge around this $2 trillion asset and Core is positioned to lead the way. Let that sink in. This is a $2 trillion asset. Nobody else is building what Core has built.
Yep.
It's just a matter of time.
100%. All right, let's go to our next pick in the best 2025 crypto portfolio. And we're going to go from large caps back down to a small cap gem built on Solana. This is one of the most undervalued, if not the most undervalued coin on Solana, and continues to be until it gets repriced. Right now, we are looking at Block Asset. The ticker is Block. Now, this is the best play in the upcoming gambling industry, which is growing at an exponential rate worldwide. Crypto gambling is growing very fast, sports betting, casino, all that. Sports betting just in general is growing very fast. And we see Block with a market cap of like 15 to 20 million. And we see how they've hired the top executives from William Hill, a multi-billion dollar business. We see them making massive improvements to their sports betting platform. We see their multi-year global marketing partnership with the UFC. And the catalyst that Block has to turn their token, directly tie it to the revenue that the casino is making, this is what's going to set Block on fire in 2025.
They've just brought on the entire executive team from William Hill. This is a company that was generating over $2 billion a year in annual revenue. Do you know what that means to have this team on board? Mm. Like the operational, the mindset, like they're bringing all the knowledge and connections to Block. Like it's just, when we had the CEO come on and we interviewed him, he said, you know, he's been in the gambling industry for 18 years. He said, typically it takes 4 years to see the type of metrics he's seen with Block in the first 4 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. They're growing at an exponential rate. The more money that is wagered starting this month is the more Block that's going to be burned. I think once they start to adjust their user interface to make it a little bit easier, which they are building, I think once they introduce Block AI, which is going to integrate artificial intelligence, which has never been seen before, mm-hmm. maybe some leveraged sports betting. You know, I think this is a $10 million market cap. Mm-hmm. This is poised for at least 100x.
Yeah, I think like when you see the actual, when the token is tied to the revenue that the casino is making, the more money that BlockBet makes, the more tokens that are bought and burnt. So there's a direct correlation now between how well the casino performs, and we can see by their month-on-month metrics, it's growing very quickly. And one massive catalyst for 2025, another one, is the fact that they're going to be adding crypto futures to their platform. And what is crypto futures but a massive revenue generator? People love leverage trading crypto, 50x, 100x. At the end of the day, most of them are going to lose their money. And what that means is that BlockBet is going to make a ton more in revenue. And remember, more revenue means more Block is bought and burnt. So more revenue means Block goes up. That's why Block has to be in your portfolio this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to another small cap gem. It is in the DeSci sector. And this is slowly becoming one of our favorite plays in this DeSci industry. And it's an emerging leader. They've been around since 2017. And that is Mudo, under the ticker DNA.
Yeah, so you know we love DeSci. You know we love Axe and DAO. We've got a few different DeSci plays. But the other one, other than Axe and DAO, that made it onto our top crypto portfolio this year had to be DNA. And that's just simply because when you look at all of the green flags, all the ticks that Mudo has, they've been building their company for nearly a decade. They built a profitable business, a global business, before they even entered the crypto game, right? As Sam put it, they're building a business on the blockchain. They're not building a blockchain business, right? Yep. They've partnered with giants like Nestle, like the King's College of London, like Singapore University to have their studies validated. They've partnered with crypto giants like VeChain to have their supply chain integrated all over the world. And when you look at the small market cap, and then you look at the catalyst that they have coming this year, go listen to our interview with Sam and just listen to all the insane things they've got with all of their apps, their personalized AI epigenetics healthcare platform. DNA is set for a massive, massive year.
Yeah, they have a lifetime revenue of $10 million already. When and if they decide to start selling these data assets that they currently hold, you know, you're looking at another 100 plus million there. When it all comes together, once you start to actually figure out what this ecosystem looks like and all the different apps that are going to be rolling out and all the different subscription-based, hyper-personalized medicine for individuals, whether you're just giving birth to a child or whether you're a gamer, this is going to lead to a lot of money coming through DNA. Mm-hmm. We're talking billions of dollars. And then that ties into the burn mechanism that they also have and the money that's going to be contributed back into the ecosystem. So everybody is rewarded for holding the DNA token. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have two picks left. One of them, I know you've been waiting for it. One of them is a meme coin. Yes, we have a meme coin in our perfect 2025 portfolio. But before we reveal the meme coin, we have to take one coin in our portfolio to cover the DePIN sector. You know, we've covered the AI sector. We've covered DeSci. We've covered gambling. We've covered institutional yield. We've covered RWA. DePIN is a massive, massive sector of crypto. It's an, again, it's a sector that's solving real world problems with real world partnerships. And what better project to represent the sector of DPIN in our number one 2025 crypto portfolio than the king of DPIN, and that's Peak.
Yeah, this is the first layer one explicitly designed for DPIN itself. And I think DPIN is a rapidly growing industry, but is still relatively slept on. I'm not sure, you know, when is the timing going to hit, and is it going to be in 2024? Was it in 2024? No, it didn't quite catch on. I think the year 2025 could quite possibly be that year. Mm-hmm. So you want to have at least one DPIN play. They have enterprise adoption. They're working with Bosch. They're working with MasterCard. So there's strong commercial viability there. Mm-hmm. They also are hosting 50 different DPIN projects across 20 different industries. They're cross-chain and interoperable with 90-plus different chains.
Yeah.
So I think if you're looking for a DPIN play, Peak has to be on there.
Yeah, if you go onto the Peak website, you see all the different DPINs that are being built on their ecosystem. You name, like, so basically DPINs is like, it's like a global computer, decentralized physical networks, right? So you go on the website, gaming networks, wireless networks, disaster detection, clean infrastructure, street mapping, VPNs, you name it. Any sort of like global physical network, it's all being built in decentralized fashion on Peak. And with their already existing corporate adoption, global adoption, Peak has to be the king of DPIN. It has to be in your portfolio.
Absolutely. So let's grab a meme coin.
All right.
We gotta have one meme coin for all the degens out there.
Yeah, I mean, look, okay, we can't ignore that meme coins do have some performance, but it's tricky picking the right one. You know, with meme coins, we want to avoid ones that are backed by VCs or backed by a bunch of KOLs that are just dumping in your asses. We want to avoid the cabal meme coins. We want to avoid all these sketchy rug pull and non-founder meme coins, right? That's why we've picked Dog on Bitcoin. It seems to be like, it's one of the most legit meme coins out there. One, it's got a decently large market cap.
Yeah.
Two, there's no company behind it. There's no massive KOL army behind it. It's been around now for a bit. It's on the Bitcoin blockchain, which is the number one blockchain for TVL. And we're going to continue to see massive amount of money inflow into it. I mean, there's not really much to analyze, no, but it's like, okay, yeah. It's not on any of the main tier one exchanges left. It's not on Coinbase. It's not on Binance. Bitcoin is still the king. And Dog is the undisputed king of meme coins on Bitcoin. I think because there's not that many people talking about it, I like it more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, like, look, you said the market cap is kind of large, but it's also not. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 600 million.
Yeah.
It's not that large when you compare the trillions of dollars of liquidity actually available on Bitcoin. You look at Shiba, 3.5% of ETH market cap. You look at Dog with Hat, 2.6% of the Sol market cap. Dog makes up 0.042 of the Bitcoin market cap. Mm. You know, there's no reason why this can't go to a $4 to $5 billion market cap. Yep. Based off of no pre-sales, no insiders, security of Bitcoin, 100% circulation. It's proven that it's stuck around. It's not rug pull. I think it's been around for, 6 months or something like that now. Did that runes drop for all the early ordinal individuals. Anyways, look, we like Dog. It's probably the safest meme coin out there based off of the stuff that we've outlined.
Yeah, so hey, look, there's our top 10 picks, or top 11 picks for our perfect number one 2025 crypto portfolio. Obviously, none of this is financial advice. This is just our opinion. These are the tokens that we personally hold and think will outperform the market this year. You guys got to do your own research. And of course, if there's any top coins that we missed that we should have in our 2025 portfolio this year, let us know in the comments.
And then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.